Well, Jane has become interested in some new next-door neighbors. Through their maid, Laura, she's already learned they have a chauffeur who doubles as butler. Their name is Fredericks, and Mr. Fredericks is in the printing business. Her current big problem is an approach to get acquainted. This episode is in alternating scenes between the Aces and the Fredericks next door. The first of the living room at the Aces. It's after dinner. Mr. Ace and Marge are alone. Listen.
You mean to say your fourth and bridge business can run itself without you spending your nights there?
Oh, sure. I've got a system of ours. I come down every morning at 9 and stay till 6. Miss Seeley comes in at noon and stays till 9. Mr. Jackson comes in at 3 and stays till all the players have checked in after their bedtime.
Oh, well, that's fine, because I was afraid you were going to have to stay there. Hey, where are you going, Jane?
Now, dear, I don't want any arguments. None of your backlit now.
Backlit?
Jane, what a stunning hat. Is that new?
Yes, you like it, Mike?
Yes, do I? Where did you get that?
Oh, I've had a couple of weeks. I haven't worn it yet.
Where are you going? What are you so dressed up for?
I'm going next door to use the phone.
Next door to use the phone? Well, is it formal?
Now, dear, I told you I don't want any arguments.
But, Jane, what's the matter with our phone?
Well, nothing. But I'm going to say it's out of order. Now, all I want you to do is when it rings, not to answer it.
When it rings?
Yes, I'm going to have to call some number when I get next door, so I'll call here. But don't pay any attention to it. They won't know who I'm calling, and when I hang up, I can say to Mrs. Frederick, they don't answer. I guess they've gone to a picture show.
To a picture show?
Yes, and one lead thing leads to another, and I can say, speaking of picture shows, did you see so-and-so?
So-and-so?
Yes, you know, like Alexander Graham's ragtime band. You know, just talk about great pictures.
Graham's ragtime band?
Now, dear, I don't want any arguments. I'll be back when I get back. I may stay late, and I may be back in a jiffy. It all depends on Mrs. Frederick.
Why does it depend on her?
Well, she may be hard to get acquainted with. Everything I tried today didn't work out like I thought it would.
Oh, I see. You've been trying ways of getting acquainted, have you?
Have I? I wrecked my brain, and I ran Laura rugged. But nothing happened.
Well, why? What did I do?
Oh, different things. Talking to their maid and trying to find out things. But I didn't see Mrs. Frederick once all day.
Well, maybe she's not home, I hope.
Oh, yeah, she's there someplace. Marge, she is a stunning looking woman. And you should see her trunk.
Jane, please.
What are you laughing at? There were 6 trunks came today.
Oh.
That's what she's probably doing, taking all her things out and hanging them up and getting settled.
Well, of course she is. So why don't you wait till they get settled before you start crashing in on them, if you have to at all?
If I have to at all?
Yes, if you have to. Why don't you leave them alone? Can't we have neighbors without you bothering them?
Dear, did anybody ever teach you anything? Didn't you ever learn love thy neighbor and thy father?
And thy father?
I did, and I'm going to get acquainted.
By using their phone?
Yes, by using their phone. Can you think of any better way? She asked sarcastically.
No, I can't, he replied dismally.
Well, we'll try my way then, she answered laughingly. Well, I'm off.
Yes, we know, Jane.
Wait a minute, Jane. I think maybe you ought to give them time at that. After all, they only moved in yesterday, didn't they?
Yes, but the longer we wait, the harder it is to get acquainted.
But maybe they're not in the mood for company yet.
Oh, yes, some people have already been there today.
Who?
Oh, I don't know who they were.
Oh, probably decorators or somebody like that.
Well, I saw an old man coming out this afternoon smoking a cigarette on a cane.
Oh, my, what a long holder.
What?
Smoking a cigarette on a cane, you say?
The old man was on a cane.
Oh.
I didn't say... Are you trying to make me out?
No, Jane, I'm not. I'm trying to straighten you out. I don't think you should go in there tonight. Wait a few days. Get acquainted casually. Don't go about making a big production out of it. Look at you, dressed in your finest clothes, going over to use their phone.
Well, what about it?
Dressed like that just to drop in at a neighbor's house to use a phone? Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe. That got him, Marge.
Oh,
sure. Yes, that ought to stop him, Jack.
Well, I'm going, and don't forget what I told you about the phone. If it rings, let it ring. Don't answer it.
No, I won't.
Now, Marge, don't let him.
Well, he said he wouldn't.
Yes, but I saw that tone in his eye.
Oh, he won't, Dad. I won't let it.
Well, goodbye, then. Goodbye, Marge.
Goodbye, Jen.
Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye, dear. You'll write us, won't you?
What?
Drop us a line now and then.
Oh, sometimes you get me so mad. Marge, please make him behave.
Oh, I will, Jen. You go ahead.
Oh, there's the phone now.
Don't answer it now. Don't let him answer it, Marge.
What?
Jen, you're not gone yet.
Oh, yes, you've got me so mixed up.
Isn't that awful? Hello? Yes, he's here. I'll call her. It's for you, Marge.
Oh, Mr. Jackson, I'll bet, huh?
Yeah, that's who it is.
Well, I'm off.
Yes, Jane, yes.
Oh, I have a guest.
Hello? Yes, Mr. Jackson? Well, that's fine. All sold out and it isn't quite 8 o'clock. Well, that's great.
I should say that is.
Yes, we'll have to get some more players. Or I'll attend to that in the morning. Yeah, thanks for calling. Good. Joe.
Is this Mrs. Fairby?
Yes, I'm Mrs. Fairby. Oh, you're the lady who lives next door, aren't you?
No, you're the lady who lives next door. I'm Mrs. H.
Of course. Come in, my dear. I thought I recognized you. I've seen you around the house. I've been so busy, though, getting supper that I really haven't had a chance to, Honey, this is my husband, my dear. Honey, this is Mrs. H., our next door neighbor.
How do you do, Mrs.
H.? Pleased to meet your acquaintance.
Sit down, my dear. You'll pardon the way things look around here, my dear, but really, we haven't had a chance to get straightened out.
Well, I understand, my dear. I just came in to use your phone. Our phone is kind of out of order.
Oh, of course, right in here. Baxter, will you turn on the light, please?
Sure. Right this way, Mrs. H.
Thanks, Mrs. H. Oh, what a lovely piano.
Oh, will you like it in that corner, Mrs. A?
Yes,
Mrs. Thomas and I were just debating whether it should go there or over here.
Oh, I think it looks lovely right here.
Well, thanks. You're on my side, Mrs. A. That's just what I said. We have the same kind of good taste.
Well, thanks, Mr. Frederick.
Oh, don't be so formal. My friends call me Baxter.
All right. And my name is Jane.
And I'm Ethel.
Ethel? Well, I have a brother-in-law who married my sister, Ethel.
A brother-in-law who married...
Yes, but they don't live here in town.
Well, my dear, we feel as if we're strangers in town, too, although we've lived here all our lives. We've always lived on the east side, but the neighborhood was getting so run down that I felt it for the sake of Baxter's business contest. We should get into a more fashionable part of town. So, my dear, we moved here. But we just can't get over feeling lonesome, knowing nobody, you know, my dear.
Oh, well, you know us now, my dear. Well, where do you meet my husband and my friend Marge? She lives with us, you know. She's my best friend, my dear.
Oh, well, certainly look forward to that. Then we bet.
Did you say you have a brother-in-law who married your sister?
Yes, her name's Ethel Sue, the same as Ethel.
That's quite a coincidence, isn't it, my dear?
Oh, yes, my dear. I could tell the minute she said it, that it was going to be.
Have you two now in this neighborhood, I mean?
Oh, yes. We live here going on 6 years. We like it here.
It's beautiful, my dear. But as I say, I think friends have a lot to do with the neighborhood, don't you, my dear?
Oh, my dear, yes.
It's so nice of you and your husband to bother with us at all.
Oh, ain't no bother.
Well, why don't you have him come over? No time like now to get acquainted.
And now?
We'd love it, my dear. Do ask him over.
Well, I don't know if he'd come if I asked him, because... Well, why don't you ask him? He'll come if you ask him.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
You will be glad to. I'll give him a ring. What's that number over there?
It's 4822.
That's it. Come up, honey, and tell him to come right over.
Yes, this'll be fine.
Hey, wait a minute. Your phone's out of order, isn't it?
Oh, no, it's not out.
Oh, isn't that a shame?
Well, wait a minute now. It's just out of order if we want to call somebody. But if somebody calls us, it's all right.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
What's that number again?
No, 4822.
Oh, so glad you came over, my dear. I was sitting there thinking to myself, I'd so like to know you.
You will? Well, thanks, because
it was very helpful to Baxter in his business to meet new people and make new contacts. It's very important, don't you think so?
To meet new people?
Exactly. That's what I've said to Baxter time and time again. He's had no easy time of it climbing up to where he is today, and once you get on top, it's very important that you stay on top, because one little slip, one little mistake, and it's crazy to top the ride down to the bottom again. My whole life centers around Baxter. He's in the printing business, you know.
My husband is in the real estate business.
Really? How nice. Well, Baxter started out from the very bottom rung of the ladder. Just the typesetter on the newspaper.
There's no answer over there.
Oh, they must answer. You can, isn't he, my dear?
Oh, yes, I just left him there with... Oh, yes, I forgot.
Forgot what?
Well, nothing. I mean, I forgot. Well, maybe he can't hear the phone ringing.
Why, is he hard of hearing?
Yes, he is a little hard of hearing.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. Suppose we go over there. Oh, if I'm not too presumptuous, my dear.
Oh, all right. Come on over.
Okay, we'll go over to your house then. But you've all got to come over here before the evening's over.
All right. If you ask him to, he will.
Sure, we'll ask him.
Come on, Ethel.
Turn out that light in there, Patsy.
That could have been Mr. Jackson calling back too, you know, Marge.
Oh, that was Jane, all right.
Well, thank heaven that ringing has stopped. Of all the silly things she can concoct out of nothing.
Well, now, this is very important to her, meeting new people.
I know, but does she have to get dressed up like that to go next door to use a telephone and then call here and leave instructions not to answer the phone? All that just to meet neighbors?
Why, I think she's back.
What?
Jane, is that you?
Yes, Marge. Be careful now, dear. I've got company with me.
Company? What is this?
Come right in, folks. This is my friend, Miss Hale. This is Mrs. Frederick, Miss Hale.
Oh, how do you do?
I'm happy to know you, Miss Hale.
And this is Mrs. Frederick, Miss Hale.
Good evening.
Glad to know you, Miss Hale.
And this is my husband, Miss Race. This is Mrs. Frederick, dear.
How do you do?
I'm pleased to meet you, Miss Race.
And this is Mr. Frederick, dear.
Glad to know you, old man. Didn't mean to close in on you this way. That's quite all right.
We tried to call you first, but you didn't hear the phone.
Didn't hear the phone? I heard the phone.
Well, Mrs. Hayes said that you didn't hear so well.
she did she? Isn't that?
At any rate, Jane has managed to bring the Fredericks around, and so a new friendship has started. Just how it affects our principles we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.